Two. What's going on, versus community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
It's your boy Vern Lee.
So today, got some surprise spoilers. What was this yesterday, Vern? On Friday?
I don't remember. It was a weird day.
Yeah, it was a
Thursday,
weird
I
day to
think it
get
was
some
Thursday.
spoilers.
I
Okay.
don't even remember.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and knock this out, because we're definitely looking forward to the Loki dropping next week. But they say next week, Wednesday. Looking forward to that. So let's go ahead and get this going. So we got He Who Remains, which we will probably eventually at some point know as Kang. Villains team affiliation 8-drop 881 health. Doesn't sound like much, but look at these two keywords. Founder of the TVA. You may pay up to 7 less or 7 more recruit points to recruit He Who Remains. If you do, he appears with that many minus one counters or that many plus one counters, respectively. Maintain the sacred timeline. At the end of your turn, you may choose a location. Turn each other location with that name on all sides face down. Bruh. The fact that he could come out whenever is a problem. And disrupt resource roles? Huge. Huge problem. He comes out and jacks up the resource roll. Darcy comes out at the end of the turn and jacks up the hand. Ain't too much left but the field. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
This is messed up. Thoughts on He Who Remains?
I think it's a very, very interesting way to introduce some resource roll destruction in the game. Previously, throughout the history of Versus 2 PCG, we've had it's mostly been superpowers. We've had Avalanche. We had a main character, Mole Man, that could do it. We got the San Francisco. That's a plot twist that requires a, it's basically like a
San
superpower
Francisco, the
plot twist.
location.
Right, the
Yeah.
location. And then we have the one of a kind Leviathan Demolisher. Now we got a guy that you could put in any deck. Like there's no restriction to this. Just saying, hey, if you're willing to put a 1/1 guy out here, at the end of your turn, you could flip over whatever you want. That's pretty ridiculous in my opinion. And it throws a wrench into
WandaVision for starters.
it throws a wrench into anybody that's planning on leaving
Locations face up.
locations in a
Right.
row. Like a lot of there are a lot of MCs that won't care about this, right? There are a lot of MCs that as soon as they put a location down, they flipping that boy. So it's not a big deal to them, but not all main characters are like that.
Right.
So that's gonna affect them tremendously. And the fact that you can just put this guy out there for one and do this, granted at the cost of putting out a hitter, but obviously, if you're playing this, you don't care. You're just trying to disrupt things. You're probably building towards something. This is extremely powerful.
This is, like I said, that disruption is problematic. And if you have a way to keep counters off of him or get counters off of him, that's just feeding into how ridiculous this dude is. Yeah, this card single-handedly. Not that they haven't already released some ridiculous mess with the sets that's coming out, but this card alone flips the script for all the photo. Because if you know that this card is a threat and he's in the meta, and people start putting down characters and keeping locations in their hand, not consistently, but just enough, then that means you're going to be vulnerable to anybody else who's, Wu, Darcy, Black Widow, And when you get the formats back, Langley, all that type of stuff. So, because a lot of that stuff isn't as expensive as me having to pay a resource point to get this done. You know? And keep in mind, you may be putting negatives on him, but you may have ways to get the negatives off of him. Like, let's say Val is already out there, and then I pay 7 resource points. But then I lose 2 negative counters, so he's a 3-3. You know what I'm saying? So he's not going to be that easy to kill. I can't just get one more negative and this dude KOs out of combat. Yeah,
Doesn't Albert Tanner eat negatives?
forgot about Tanner. I forgot all about Tanner. Oh, wow. Let's see, Tanner, you have something I need. Main phase green. Remove each -1/-1 counter from a character. If you remove at least one counter this way, heal the wound from Tanner. Wow.
So on
So.
turn three, you can drop Albert Tanner, drop this dude out there, jack a resource, I mean, heal Tanner, or well, he probably, if you do it right when you drop him out there, it won't matter.
Right.
You can remove this guy's negatives, which now makes him big for super big for the cost you just paid for him. And then you can just flip some resources over.
Wow. Yeah, that's Ooh, boy. That's a spicy meatball right there. That's a rough one.
Spicy.
Eight eight on turn two is not just 8-8 on turn two is not good. The 8-8 on any turn that's not the turn they're supposed to be coming out on is problematic. So, like I said, yeah, this gonna be an interesting midwinter, dude. This is gonna be an interesting midwinter. You see, they pumping this stuff out so they can go ahead and get it to everybody because midwinter is what. 12th through the 15th, 13th through the 15th. Yeah, so man, whew.
Yeah, after
Yeah,
seeing this, my thought process about the meta is definitely different.
for sure.
Although I don't know how different. Like I'm just confused. Now I'm just confused. I don't know.
This just the photo stuff. This ain't even talk about the illustrated stuff that's legal. It's just the photo stuff. The photo is definitely punching up, that's for sure. Like Sika Illustrated getting all the props. So let's go ahead and make some broke stuff. As close to it as we can get it. Yeah, but I'm sure my man here, because he can be played at any point in the game, is definitely gonna see some playtime. Definitely. So moving along, next card, Alioth, 9 drop, no team affiliation, flight 17, 8 for stats, 3 health. Keyword creature. This character can't have equipment. This power can't be turned off. And Omni Absorption, build phase, blue, yellow, green, red. Remove each resource from the game. Now, considering how much resource destruction Photo is bringing, this card seems somewhat redundant. I do like that it doesn't have a team affiliation, so it can't be used with any special locations. You just have to have the basics, the basic blue, yellow, green, red. So, I think this at this point, that's like a win more condition, you know, because if I got Surtur, I don't need to have this because Surtur. I mean, this dude can be shut off just with what's the 3 drop? Mordo. He can be shut off with Mordo. So, but Surtur can't. So, thoughts on the new 9 drop for a photo?
Well, first of all, it's huge.
Yeah.
So that alone is worth it. Here's what I think that this is meant to be built in tandem with a deck that's utilizing TVE to ramp extremely quickly. You can ramp, you can use TVA to get all these extra locations out. And you, I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to get one of each type, especially since we had a search to do it. So if you can ramp super quickly, you can pay that mess and KO somebody's whole, KO all the resources. Now you got this big, huge thing out here to smash folks in the face. And you can recover better than anybody else because of the way your deck is built. So I don't know how good it's going to be. I see what its point is.
Now, I think personally, there's way more fighting against this than fighting for it. Especially, like I said, with being able to flip some of this stuff face down, we got a lot of discard. It's just a lot of destruction between hand and row. It's just a lot of destruction going on. So, dude is big. I'll give him props for that. And if you can put, one in a deck or something like that and make it fit, cool. That's fine. And if you whiff on them, okay, you playing He Who Remains. I'm just calling him Kang. Skip it. You're just playing Kang. And you're gonna play Kang and just get extra counters. And yeah, he only got one health. But just like he said on the show, see you soon. 'Cause chances are you're playing more than one of these dudes. I mean, it's a solid card for a nine drop. It's a solid card. Don't get me wrong. I just think it's more expensive starter, and I think there's more destruction than creation. So,
It's I gotta disagree with that. I don't think it's more expensive, sir. It's he has functioned beyond just being able to KO resources.
oh, because he can attack and fight.
Right. Serter only,
Right, Surtur
we all
only
know,
has one function, but
right?
this
He
dude
has
has
one
multiple
function.
functions. That's going to cost you more. So he's more expensive. You're getting more for it, but because he has more functionality, it's going to cost you more. Because Surtur has one function, and this dude has two. Technically three, if you throw in the blocking ability. So if you want to play him on nine and just use him as a nine drop, okay, cool. But if you're building a deck to blow up resources, that's going to cost you. Whereas Surtur's not going to cost you. You could at least play Surtur, do nothing, and then take up somebody's resource away. You know what I'm saying? And Surtur, if you even get to Surtur in combination with some of the other cards we saw that are blowing up resources way earlier is problematic. So the odds of you getting to this guy when there's, it depends on the meta, obviously, but the odds of you getting to this guy to blow up all the resources in the game is iffy. Now, granted, you got people like Loki, what, 6-7 drop Loki, whatever he is, and you got people like Zemo. This was going to use this dude, as a power up or what have you. But if you actually get to play him, if you play him, you're blowing up all the resources, most likely.
I mean, I put it like this. I can see myself putting this in the deck just because it's a nine drop that's useful on in photo, and not even being concerned about blowing up resources. Surtur is pretty much useless in a regular deck. Like you're not playing Surtur. I'm not playing Surtur so I can blow up one resource on turn nine in a regular deck. So that's the difference to me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like he's gonna have his purpose. He definitely got a purpose. And we still ain't seen all the cards. So we don't know how ridiculous this dude actually can be. We just looking at it from, face value. 'Cause the cards we seen so far, it's pretty ridiculous. So moving on to the next card here, we got Classic Loki, who is a hero. Five drop, 472 health, glorious purpose. Main phase blue, search a deck for a special location and put it onto your side, then wound Classic Loki. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It's expensive, But I definitely think it's worth it. Because your next turn is going to be seven. That's this Eagles' time to shine. If you can keep this dude out there and available, because he's main phase, so you can't Bifrost him out. You know, you're going to keep this dude active and available. Then that means he'd come out the next turn after that, and then it'll be turn nine. It costs you two blues. Whatever you're trying to do for the late game is way more feasible because you can get this dude off, you know. So, thoughts on Classic Loki?
It's a supporting character time gem. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that this is a good card. We finally seen a card in this, a supporting character in the set with Loki in his name, and it's a five. So that means that I forget who was that gets XP from a Loki being on the field. Was
Loki
it
does.
Mobius?
No, I thought it was Loki.
No, I'm sorry. We were thinking about ways for Mobius to get XP. We're wondering how many Lokis might be in a set and how fast he'll be able to do it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because Mobius says when a character appears on any side, Mobius gets 1 XP if there's another character with that name on the side. Oh, so this is a different name. So if all these Lokis are different, then that's going to change some things.
Yeah, so.
But you never know. One of them might say, you know, you get X amount of, you know, level up or powers or whatever for so many Lokis on the field, you know, so.
Yeah, well, we question's still not answered, but yeah, that Loki might not be the way to go.
Right,
But
right.
this card, just on face value, is strong.
Yeah, for sure.
More ramp, like it's pretty obvious what TBA, what the TBA part of. TVA faction is trying to do.
Yeah.
Manipulate resource rolls, ramp, do weird crap.
That is correct. So we got let's see. Got one card left here out of the fourth card called the Conqueror. Villain's plot twist, one of a kind, main phase. Choose one of the following, then put two minus one counters on each character of that kind. Marvel Illustrated Universe cards, other Illustrated Universe cards, Marvel Photographic Universe cards, other Photographic Universe cards. Interesting. Hate that it's only one of a kind, though. So, depending on somebody's deck. Because do we have illustrated cards that's not Marvel? But it's
Yeah,
so far.
we got Predator, Prey,
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
and the alien stuff.
Right. Okay.
But we got a few.
Yeah.
A blanket, it's pretty much a blanket, negative two. That's pretty strong. I mean, for one of a card, I don't think it's too overpowered, but I'll run this.
Oh yeah, it's just one of a kind.
Yeah, I'll run it.
Yeah. And it's targeting everybody. I think that's the best part. So main characters is getting it, you know. And you're really gonna be reducing somebody's combat ability. And if somebody's clowning with He Who Remains Kang, then yeah, the dude might be up out of there. And if it's on your side, he might be up out of there too. So that's something to think about. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to Loki more and more. Every time I see something, I'm like, okay, I'm definitely looking forward to this. So, any last thoughts on the four cards we reviewed?
Yeah, these are pretty good cards. I like the Loki set. I didn't know what I was gonna think heading into it. We've already started touching on the other sets. We started playing some games with them. The other cards are pretty interesting. I think this is out of the three boxes, this has the most potential, but it also has the most random value. In it. But I think somebody can really mad scientist the heck out of this box.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna be me, but it's some good stuff in here.
It is some good stuff. Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So with that, it's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Classic Vern.
All right, we'll see you guys in Facebook, in the collective, and on the Discord later.